This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House officials say they will continue to utilize U.S. naval assets to counter Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea, but they say the United States is not looking to go to war with the Iranian-backed Yemen-based rebels. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Tuesday said Washington is not looking for an escalation of hostilities with the Houthi rebels.
They still have time to make the right choice, which is to stop these reckless attacks.
The militants on Tuesday fired an anti-ship ballistic missile into international shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea, striking a Maltese-flagged bulk carrier a day after a similar attack on a U.S.-owned and operated container ship. U.S. Central Command says its forces responded, striking and destroying four Houthi anti-ship ballistic missiles that had been prepared for launch from Yemen. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli tanks stormed back into parts of the northern Gaza Strip they had left last week, residents said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Footage released by the Israeli military on Tuesday shows troops and armored vehicles in combat in Gaza. In the morning, contrails snaked through the sky as Israel's Iron Dome defenses shot down rockets fired by Palestinian militants, proof they retain the capability to launch them despite more than 100 days of war. One rocket fell in the Israeli city of Netivot, but no injuries were reported. Israel said its forces had killed dozens of Hamas fighters overnight in clashes on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians said a strike in Rafah on the border with Egypt killed nearly a dozen members of two families while they were having dinner.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.